Okay, here's the finished product of what you'll be learning how to create in this tutorial. It's reversing your animations, reversing your timeline animations programmatically and manually. This is for beginners who don't know how to do such things yet. It's Adam at Flash Building here. Today we're going to learn how to reverse our timeline animations programmatically and manually. So first I'll show you the code method using script, and then I'll show you the manual method. This way you can know if this ever crops up in a forum anywhere online, or you need to know it yourself, you can refer yourself or other people to this video, because I'm gonna go over the whole thing, the whole shebang. I'm gonna cover it. You're cute. Let's go. First we'll get him into a, let's double click, well first let's just right click him, convert him to a symbol, and let's call this movie clip my animation. It's a timeline animation. Register top left is good. Okay. And let's name that. Well, we don't even have to name it just yet. We'll name it after we get done making the animation, after the fun part. So let's go and double click inside of him, and then you can see you have the movie clip that was imported or that you brought in from some other program, and we're gonna animate on this timeline, not the main scene. If you were on the main scene, the code would be a little different. But let's pull this down a little. There we go. Now we'll name this layer Man, and then we'll make another layer and name that one Places. Yes, that's very good. And then I think that's all we'll need for now. So on the places, I'm gonna put some places in here in this area, and then we'll resume. Okay, so I have all the elements on stage that I want for this simple example, and the goal of my animation is going to be to get Builder Man here from his house to the Yankee game. And so he'll have to, his route will be passing his mailbox, then going by the golf course, and going by the library or museum thing, and then to the game. He's got to walk through the blocks and go that way. And so the goal of this will be to get him home programmatically. So first I'll manually get him to go by a timeline animation here. So let's just go to 25. Well, first let's, what I did was I went to 25 and pressed F6 and made a new keyframe. I'm going to go on the places layer out to about 130 and press F5. Extend the keyframes out. Now on 25 we have a new keyframe there, and you can see we can move our little man. Let's lock the places layer. We don't want to mess with that. Now let's bring him down past his mailbox. Now on 50 we want to bring him past the golf course. Now on 75, as part of the animation, he's gonna walk by the museum there. And then 75 or 100, he'll make it to the Yankee game. Yay! Okay, so it ends on 100. That's great. That's perfect. Okay, so let's remove these frames. Highlight them. Remove frames. And you see I'm working in Flash CS4, but all of this will work the same in CS3. So now all I need is motion tween. So let's go ahead and highlight all of these on top through there, and create classic tween. So we just created a motion tween through there, see? So there's our animation. Now instead of me building that to where he can go back that same route back home, I'm going to do it programmatically through script, and then I'll show you the manual way to just to reverse it easily and quickly, so you don't have to build any more timeline like you did. Because in a lot of animations that you'd make, especially nice ones, these timelines are very complex, and they're not as simple as this example here, you know what I mean? Alright. Okay, now if we press Control Enter to test the movie, or if we press F12 to publish it, we'll see that he goes through his route good, but when he gets to the game, it's like he just zip, magically gets back home and then goes back on his route. But we want to make him go to the game and then reverse the animation programmatically and make him go back home from the game. using the same route. That's what we're going to do. So let's go back into the main scene. And on the layer here, you'll see we have our movie clip. And let's give that movie clip an instance name now. Let's just call it my animation. My MC. That's a whole lot better. My movie clip. My MC. And once we have that as an instance name, then we can connect to it through code. So let's open up the actions panel. You can go to Window, Actions, or hit the little actions button there. Or press F9. Okay, so now, first thing we want to do is create a variable that's going to be for the direction. And I'm going to call it var direct. It's short for direction. This is a string variable, and it's equal to the word forward. Very simple. Easy to understand. Okay, now we're going to add an event listener for onEnterFrame event. So let's type in event dot enter frame, all caps, and then comma and the name of the function that we want to fire off on enter frame, which we can name it on enter frame. It makes a lot of sense. Okay, now you can name it anything you want. Now we'll just type in function on enter frame. We'll grab that name right there. Here, I'm gonna name it something different just so you see. On enter frame O. Okay, now let's open up parentheses, type in void, open up our curly brace, go down a few lines, close up the curly brace, and there's our function nest all ready to go. Inside of the parentheses, we're gonna type in event colon event. It's not a mouse event, so it's just event. Okay, so now first thing we want to have inside of the function is an if condition. So let's set up the nest for that, and there's an if condition. Now we want to say myMC, if myMC dot current frame, and I think ours was 100 frames was the animation. If that is greater than 99, that means when it hits 100, this little bit of code will fire off. Direct, which is our direction variable, it's equal to forward right now. We're going to make it equal to backward. So it'll say backward, and that'll switch from that direction variable saying having a forward value to a backward value. And now I'm going to make one more if condition. Set up that nest. Okay. Now in the parentheses for the condition, we're going to type in the to see what this variable has as a value. Or if it has a value of backwards, that would be even better. Let's do that. If the value of direct is equal to backward, then we'll fire off code right here. Okay, first we're going to claim one more variable, and we're going to need to get the amount that we want to go back set to one keyframe. I'm going to show you, I'll explain that right now after I set this up. This is going to be my underscore MC, control C, let's grab that, dot current frame. So I'm accessing the current frame within this on enter frame event that's firing off multiple times per second. So in this on enter frame event, which fires off multiple times a second, I'm claiming a var, a new variable, which is a number type variable, and it's equal to my movie clip, my animation's current frame minus 1. So if my animation happens to be on keyframe 50 at that very second, this is going to be recorded as 49. If this happens to be on frame 75, this gets recorded as 74. So we're just saying whatever my movie clip's Current frame is minus 1, and that's what that number variable is, and we're going to use it in this one line of code, then we're done. Okay, so the last line is very simple. We'll just say my underscore MC dot go to and stop on that dynamic variable that's always changing here. And this is basically a rewind script. This will rewind any timeline animation frame by frame. Okay, so let's press Control Enter and see what we have. So he should go to the game now, taking his route, and then head back on the same route. We just programmed in a reverse feature into our animation without having to do it manually. And let's take a look at that code, and I'll show you something interesting. You just turn this up to 3, and you'll see the frame amount that you want to go backwards is accelerated now. So if we look at it, he'll go the normal speed on his way there, but on his way back home, he's moving 3 times as fast. Okie dokie, now let's show you the manual method, and we'll go ahead and comment out this code for now. And I'll show you how to do it manually inside the movie clip using the features within the right click function. Okay, this is very simple. I just wanted to show the more complex way first for the uber dorks out there. Okay, so all we have to do is highlight all 100 frames of our animation, right click, copy frames, and let's go to 200, anywhere back here would be fine, but I'm gonna go precisely to 200 and press F5 for the places layer, and then on these keyframes I'm gonna highlight them all the way back to 100, right click, paste frames. So all of that animation is there and it loops again. But we want it to go backwards. Instead of him starting from home there, when he gets to the game, we want him to walk back home backwards. Okay, so let's just highlight all these frames from 100 on that we pasted in. Make sure they're highlighted, right click, reverse frames, and there you have your reversed animation. Okay, so now if we press Control Enter, you'll see we have the same exact effect but done manually. See there? And this time he loops because there's no stop action set. Okay, so now you can also speed that up if you needed to, just don't have so many keyframes there on the reverse part. Maybe halfway instead of 200, make it only go to 150, but still have all 4 of those points in there. You can just highlight them, drag them, see? Very easy. And then remove the ones you don't want by right clicking as you highlight there. Remove frames. But basically that's how it works. It's very simple, and I'll have this file available free if you want to get to the code and see the structure of what I created here for this example. It'll be at develop.php in the Flash section where all of the other videos and source files are. Okay, we'll see you guys next lesson.